The daily routine starts early at the Downs home. A sleepy 7-year-old Ava sits down in a big stuffed chair in the living room and buckles up her special electric vest. When it's switched on, the vest gently inflates and deflates. The gentle pressure works loose any mucus in her lungs. This is Ava's therapy for cystic fibrosis, a genetic disease in which sticky mucus clogs the lungs. It can create life-threatening infections. The disease also prevents the body from absorbing nutrients and food. There is no cure. During the 30-minute session, Ava does her homework and watches some TV.
Will you turn off your show? We're going to do a little bit of hickling and huffing.
Ava does vest therapy twice a day. Her parents explain that she uses prescribed inhalants and takes several dozen pills each day, including enzyme capsules, before every meal and snack.
This is what we know.
This is what she knows, too. She needs exercise. We need to pay attention to her diet.
Her weight.
And hydration.
Monitoring her vitamin D levels.
Extra vitamins.
Jillian and Philip Downs are among millions of caregivers in the United States who manage children with special needs or aging or chronically ill family members.
Caregiving is my whole life. I have it in my day job and I have it at home. Give it a go.
Suzanne Mintz is president of the National Family Caregivers Association, an advocacy and support organization she founded not long after her husband, Stephen, was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in the early 1990s.
Her life was proceeded pretty much the way it had been before. But
then he couldn't walk as well, and he needed we tried Canadian crutches.
So it was a couple of years before
there
was stuff that Suzanne really had to do for me.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Okay. 1, 2.
Now nearly 20 years later, Suzanne helps Stephen get up, shower, dress, eat, and move in and out of a wheelchair. Min says it hasn't been easy on their marriage.
I haven't always dealt with it. I've had serious depression several times. But I think we finally learned how to deal with each other.
Mintz says things improved once she realized that asking for help wasn't a sign of weakness, but simply recognition that she couldn't do everything on her own.
I just think it's absolutely important to get help. And some people have a hard time asking for it, and I understand that. But sooner or later, you have to, for multiple reasons.
You know, the other side of it, of course, is
accepting help.
Someone who needs help is to accept it.
They both agree that it's important to deal directly with one's stress, an idea underscored by a panel of experts at the release of the annual American Psychological Association Stress in America survey. One of the experts was Catherine Nordahl, who specializes in the treatment of stress-related disorders.
The caregiver group seems to do much, much better when they are plugged into some sort of a support system. They demonstrate less isolation, less loneliness, better coping strategies, less depression, less irritability, and less risk of chronic disease when they are plugged into the family and friends and other sorts of community-based support systems.
And off. You're finished. Ready for breakfast?
Yeah. For Jillian and Philip Downs, like many others impacted by cystic fibrosis, that support comes from a network of cystic fibrosis care centers and local groups that raise funds for a cure. But perhaps most importantly, they support each other.
I mean, we haven't figured out the magic formula for managing stress, but I know communication is a big part of it. So I think we have probably a very common sense approach where, you know, my happiness is dependent on her happiness. So if she's stressed out, you know, I know I'm not going to be at my best. So we need to communicate that and try to support each other the best way we can.
Yeah. Well, we're lucky because Phil and I have really been on the same page.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't disagree about what we need to do for Ave and for ourselves.
With Ava's chronic illness and now the prospect of a new baby on the way, the Downs know their stresses are far from over, but they are confident they will make it through. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.
Oh, I might need to heat it up a little more.